I have opted to step into this arena of public service, and so therefore it's important for me to open up so that people get a chance to know all they can about me.
What voters learn from 5 years of Craig James' tax returns is that while he's still a high wage earner, his ranching and real estate businesses have been hammered. He blames the economy. In 2006, James's taxable income topped $4.2 million, but it's declined every year since. In 2010, he's earned 1/16 that amount, just under $257,000. In 2010, James gave a little over $20,000 to charities, including several Baptist churches, Texas Tech University, and the conservative Texas Public Policy Foundation. In some of his biggest earning years, he gave much less. His annual taxes paid ranged from 8.6% to just over 15% of adjusted income. As James challenged his GOP opponents to lay out their taxes, warts and all, he acknowledged that getting into the race late means he has a lot of catching up to do.
We need money. There's no question about that. But call me stubborn, hard-headed, call me Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. I am prayerful that people will step up and not allow a seat to be bought at the table in Washington.
With that comment, James seemed to be taking a swipe at opponents David Dewhurst, whose personal wealth is estimated at some $200 million, and former Dallas Mayor Tom Leppert, also a millionaire. Also battling for the Republican nomination is the state's former Solicitor General Ted Cruz, who this week reported raising over $1 million in the final quarter of last year. James will have to reveal just how much money he's raised at the end of this month. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.